Dark Prince, written by David Gemmell and read by Peter Kenny.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Book 1, 352 BC. Pella, Macedonia, summer. The golden-haired child sat alone, as he usually did, and wondered whether his father would die today. Some distance away, across the royal gardens, his nurse was talking to the two sentries who guarded him during the hours of daylight. The soldiers, grim-eyed warriors, did not look at him and shifted nervously if he approached. Alexander was used to this reaction. Even at 4, he understood it. He remembered with sadness the day 3 weeks ago when his father, garbed for war, had walked along this same garden path, his cuirass gleaming in the sunlight. It was so beautiful that Alexander had reached out to touch the gleaming plates of iron edged with gold, the 6 golden lions on the breast. But as his hand came forward, Philip had moved swiftly back. "Don't touch me, boy," he snapped.
"I would not hurt you, father,"
whispered the prince, staring up at the black-bearded face with its blind right eye like a huge opal beneath the savagely scarred brow. "I came to say goodbye," muttered Philip, "and to tell you to be good, learn your lessons well."
"Will you win?"
the child asked. "Win or die, boy."